Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. I'm in studio. Kirk Crosby on the road. This is indeed the broadcast for September 26th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio. And to protect life, liberty, and property, always, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We call it the Blueprint for Liberty. The checks and balances, also brilliantly put in place by the founders. One of the great solutions that we have in our bag of tricks. We are the American people, and if we keep the commandments of God, we can never be beat, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Pray you had an absolutely delightful weekend. I'm going to go quick on the recap of Friday's broadcast because, man, we got so much to cover today, it's out of control. We had an FBI informant. Yeah, he was a disinformation asset. His name is Mark McConnell, and he was the driver for the vehicle Mr. Ammon Bundy was in when the fix was in. Yeah, FBI testimony. No, I'm sorry. Local police testimony there in Oregon confirmed that Mark McConnell was an FBI informant. Wow, we knew there was insiders planted there. So did Ammon. We told Ammon about this, and he said, yeah, I got it handled. Don't worry. I guess you don't, Ammon. Outside agitators discovered in Charlotte, North Carolina. A lot of people are claiming 70% of the people that are arrested were from outside of the area. We actually repeated that claim that came from CNN. Turns out to be false. We apologize and correct the record on that. Again, I guess you can't even trust CNN. The mainstream press literally promoting false information everywhere we turn. We'll break that down as the broadcast unfolds as well. We had our guest on, Al Baldessaro. He's a state representative from New Hampshire. He just won his primary. He's also the veterans co-chair and advisor for Donald Trump. Wow. Anyway, Mr. Baldessaro doing a great job. Congratulations, he won his primary. And we discussed what lies ahead for the Trump campaign. We also discussed the debate prep. As you know, Hillary and Donald are preparing for a debate tonight. I've got a lot of thoughts on that as the broadcast unfolds. Donald Trump says drugs are a big factor in urban violence. Boy, is he right on that. That was our 1 hour two. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. Mack, Kurt, and Sam focus on solutions. Protesters accost black man as he hugs Charlotte police officers. TheBlaze.com. What a tragic situation, folks. Anyway, the broadcast was in depth last week, but the notes were short. We covered a lot of incredible solutions. What's fascinating, in my opinion, about Charlotte and some of these other hot spots, where there's curfews and absolute mayhem and civil unrest, to say the least. Nobody talks about God. Nobody talks about working together and sitting down. Nobody's setting the standard for solutions. It's sad to see. Wow. All right, that was a recap brought to you by thepowermill.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is thepowermill.com at 877-817-9829. Welcome to the hour that starts now. News the networks refuse to use. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. I got a bunch of headlines to rifle through, and we want to talk about each one of them very quickly because there's a lot to cover. First one says this: I will fight back against so-called right to work. Hillary Rodham Clinton, Kurt. Now, the debate's very clear. Donald's for right to work. Hillary's against right to work. The debate's tonight. Now, one of Donald's greatest assets is his unpredictability. He's unpredictable, to say the least. And they've literally watched hours and hours and hours of debate of the Donald, and they say one of the biggest things he's got going for him is he's so unpredictable you can't really plan for it. That's a huge asset, to say the least. But really, what I think Donald needs to do is he needs to keep calm. He needs to be very endearing and polite and presidential. He needs to clearly draw the distinctions between him and Hillary. And one of the big distinctions he can draw is this. Clearly, you know what? I'm for right to work. I'm for unions, but I'm for choice in joining and leaving unions. And Hillary is not. She wants to destroy your right to work and force everybody to be involved in some kind of a government tyrannical system. It's that simple. And so I think right to work is one of the great distinctions that Donald could show with Hillary, Kurt.
I don't think you could hit it better than what you've just said. You know, the whole idea of choice, these same people that want to give you the choice to kill a baby, you know, they just don't want to give you a choice in almost any other thing. So many other things, no choice, but that one, yeah, you can have your choice.
Excellent point. Now, I guess I got to make this very clear, too. I've told you from the beginning that I believe Donald and Hillary are both insiders. Now, I know everybody would say, you know what, Donald's not an insider, Sam, you're crazy. Even Joel Skousen says, I don't think that they want Donald to win. He's an outsider. He won't play by their rules and everything else. I just don't know that I believe that. And we've documented for years and years and years that they pretend they're bitter enemies. But when you get them in tender moments or special moments, you find out that they're really great friends. I'll give an example. The Bushes and the Obamas were supposedly bitter enemies. Well, now, over the weekend, Kurt, a photo just went viral. And it's a photo of Michelle Obama hugging George W. Bush. George W. Bush and Michelle are buddies, Kurt.
Well, it's the senior. Let's see, which one?
No, it's
that?
George W. Bush, Kurt. It's not Herbert Walker. It's W. Bush.
Well, I saw the picture, and it looked like it was the senior one to me.
Okay, maybe the younger one's looking more senior now. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But the story says George W. Bush, so I don't know. Maybe they got it wrong.
You know, I think the first one, they can switch it around, because I think the first one's what, Herbert Walker Bush?
Yes.
The second one's just the Walker Bush.
Right.
So then if they want to, they can twist it around, but I didn't see that. Anyway.
Either way, all I'm telling you is this. They make you think that they're bitter enemies, and when you read in some of the stories now, it looks like they, you know, they hold hands at different places. They're just friends, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, it's
and if it is senior, it's kind of like Grandpa Bush to Michelle Obama, right? Hanging out with grandpa or pops, you know, kind of, it's just weird stuff. But again, they're friends. And we know that Bill Clinton and George Bush used to go speaking together and hanging out. And okay, so this idea that they're opposites just isn't true. Now, there's photos of Donald and Bill hanging out big time, golfing and hanging out at all kinds of places and having a good time. Donald says he loves Bill and Hillary. I mean, he said that just a few short years ago. So I don't believe they're really enemies, Kurt. So one of the things that I would say for the debate is Donald's got to do something to really let people know that he's not just part of the plan. And there's ways he can do that, which I'll get into as the broadcast unfolds. Now, they say that there's going to be more than 100 million people watching the debate, Kurt. It's like the Super Bowl of the debates. What do you think of that?
Well, as far as I know, there's not much else for them to watch, at least as to competition. Whether they got Monday Night Football. And, you know, people are going to be more and more turned off about the NFL and any of these sports leagues that basically, you know, keep doing all the, making all this big money. And then at the same time, when they got the protection of America, they're standing up and saying, hey, I don't like America and all that kind of stuff. So
you know what I find fascinating about this, Kurt? When yeah. Donald says we're going to make America great again, then they run around and go, oh, Donald acts like America's not great. And Donald's just saying we've lost a lot of our value over many years with liberals and socialists and power-hungry thugs in power. And so we got to bring America back to make America great again. We got to bring jobs back. We got to focus on the economy. We got to take care of America first. And they mock him for that. What I find fascinating is where are these same liberals? Where are these same socialists and communists and fascists and all these groups when somebody in the NFL or somebody in some of these leagues takes the the knee and mocks the flag and mocks American values and mocks the viewpoint of America? Where are they then saying, how come these people are, they're way worse than the Donald statements have ever been? They're literally rejecting everything we stand for.
Yep, it's a great point.
It's kind of like when somebody gets raped, where are all the feminists running around? See, they're just somehow missing in action.
Well, if it's you know, a you know, conservative guy, then they're on it. But if it's Bill Clinton, you know, then hey, that's just part of the course.
Yeah. You know what, Kurt? It seems like I created my "He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules" presentation, and man, in the last year and a half, everything that I created in that whole presentation has been eclipsed by just absolute in-your-face, way worse stuff. I mean, it's almost become the mainstream press's fiascos and deceptions and dishonesty takes center stage as they get so desperate. We'll talk about that in a second. We got some headlines that'll knock your socks off. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Hillary Clinton declares war on the right to work. Investors Business Daily has that story. Okay, this is something Donald really needs to focus on and exploit at the debate tonight. If he really wants to be successful, he's going to have to really highlight the difference between Hillary Clinton and himself. And one of the things that Mitt Romney failed at, when I got done hearing the debates, I'm like, I don't even understand how he's different than Obama. It's something to really consider. Something to really think through for Donald. Now, their debate strategies are unconventional. Hillary practicing and getting someone to play Donald and going over it over and over and over. They say Donald's preparation is unconventional. Everything he does is unconventional, folks. That's true. Now, Michelle Obama hanging out with George Bush. Kurt says in the photo it's senior. The article says it's junior. Very weird stuff, but they're all good friends. Now, they say more than 100 million people are expected to watch the debate. It's better than the Super Bowl. Well, you know, because people will actually be paying attention to this. When it's the Super Bowl, everybody's drunk and involved in who knows what and eating and partying. And, you know, overall, there might be more viewers, quote, to the Super Bowl based on their lie ratings. It's one of the biggest lies the mainstream press tells is their ratings, by the way. They lie over and over and over and over and over and act like we're teeny boppers and they're big shots. And, well, they get caught in scandal after scandal after scandal. Anyway, it turns out the four news services all together, Kurt, the New York Times, Politico, Washington Post, and the Los Angeles Times, together jointly make false claim. And the false claim is that Trump lies more than Clinton. They did a poll. They did a five-day scenario, Kurt, and they watched everything they said and did, and they said Trump lied every 3 minutes, Hillary lied every 12 minutes. So they're both liars, but Donald lies way more than Hillary. Now, the establishment media, Kurt, my headline says, lies again. Several of the editors involved said that the timing of them all four releasing their, quote, Donald lies more than Hillary articles was coincidental. What do you think of that, Kurt? So they all four get together, New York Times, Politico, Washington Post, and Los Angeles Times. They all four basically simultaneously over the weekend release reports basically saying, hey, Donald lies a whole lot more than Hillary. And then when asked about it, they're like, oh, it was a coincidence that we all released this at the same time. But Donald's a liar. Any comments on this, Kurt?
Well, first of all, comment on the if they just coincidentally released this.
They all just coincidentally, independently did the same research, came to the same conclusions, and released them on the same weekend right before the debate. Sorry about that coincidence.
Amazing coincidence.
Yeah, I mean, like getting struck by lightning four times in a row would be like more likely.
Yeah. Likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, the whole lying thing, you know, there's a commandment. It's called,
thou shalt not bear false witness?
Yeah, and, you know, wouldn't it be nice if the same papers might highlight the Ten Commandments? But, of course, get egg on their face.
Can't do that. People might follow them, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Heard that. Right now, here's what's fascinating about this, Kurt. The same weekend that they lie about the Donald, all four of them, it turns out that the New York Times, they've announced that they're endorsing Hillary Clinton for president. I find that fascinating. So as soon as we release all four of us, all four of these news organizations saying that Donald lies more than Hillary, then they release at the same time they're endorsing Hillary for president. And we're supposed to trust you folks as the independent news people, right? Fascinating. Now, here's what else I find interesting, Kurt. Not only did I mention to you that the mainstream press, one of their biggest lies is about their own ratings. Yep. They lie and pretend their ratings are great. By the way, we'll get to this. I don't know. It'll have to be several days in the future, but I've got an article talking about how even Facebook lied and deceived, and they said it was a mathematical error, Kurt, but they lied about their video views. And we'll get into that in the next several days. But again, they just lie, and then they go like, oh my goodness, we made a mistake. Sorry about that. Our calculations were off. Yeah, sure they were. Just when you needed help to try to beat YouTube, and just when you needed that oomph, there was a mistake that gave you the oomph, and then you get caught, and then you're like, oh, sorry, we just had a mathematical thing. Sorry about that. Lies again from all of them. Now, the other thing that I find fascinating about these four news services getting together and lying about Donald, Kurt, is they don't exactly lie. They say Trump lies more often than Clinton. Now, Kurt, Here's the deal. You can tell, like, white lies all the time, and then you can tell, like, whopper lies, criminal lies, but the guy that tells the white lies might lie more often or stretch the truth or embellish. But I would simply fire back to these four news organizations, these hacks. And the New York Times, Politico, Washington Post, and the Los Angeles Times, they say Donald lies more often than Hillary. And my response is, okay, so you're going to compare white lies of the Donald to perjury of Hillary. Literally, Hillary lied before Congress on the stand and perjured herself. So did her husband, Bill, Kurt. In fact, the presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's husband and former president, he lied under oath and got caught and got impeached over it, Kurt. Now, Hillary's lying about her health. Hillary lied about the email scandal, lied about Benghazi, lied about destroying evidence, has lied about so many things. I'm just telling you this. It does the, again, lies more often. And I guess it all depends on how you define a lie to these people, Kurt. If the Donald says...
lie that much about it when she says, I'm not a liar. See, that's...
Now, that's as truthful as it
is. Well, that
would
be
sure.
A lie, though. Yeah, that's right. Let's see. Or I don't lie very often. See, it's like if she said that, then, you know, that... Well, that wouldn't be true either. But anyway, it's kind of tough, isn't it, in this world?
Well, and it's kind of like this. It's kind of like Hillary Clinton saying, yeah, Donald cheats on his wife. I don't really know who's the bigger liar more often how, but it all depends on how you debate lies, Kurt. I mean, is lying under oath the same as Donald, maybe stretching the truth a little bit? Donald said there were people celebrating in America about 9/11. And then there were some articles that said there was some truth to that. And then they said, but it's not as big as you think. And then, you know, is that a lie, Kurt? Well, that's probably one of the ones that these four newspapers would claim. Now, what's fascinating is while the New York Times is calling Donald Trump a bigger liar than Hillary, and I submit to you they all lie, our buddy Jason Horowitz in the New York Times is still supposed to correct the lies about me, Kurt. They haven't done that yet. And when I asked Jason about it, he says it takes time. So you know what I did? I sent Jason an email that said, Jason, your New York Times newspaper lied about Charlotte, North Carolina. You made some claims that were false. Within 22 minutes, they corrected their lie. And how come Jason Horowitz is saying it takes time to get my issue corrected? So you've got the New York Times literally lying about me.
I'll tell you how come, Sam. Is if you correct it now, then it has something to do with the issue. If you correct it, you know, a few months from now, you know, when the thing is the deal is done and the damage is done and all that stuff, then hey, that's still a quote correction. It just doesn't have really anything to do with the issue again.
You're right about that. Jason Horowitz, as far as I can tell, not telling the truth. First, he lied about me and his newspaper, and then it got perpetuated to other newspapers. Then he tells me it takes a long time to correct, and I prove him with his own articles that that's not true. And then now, well, we'll get to it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A report released last week by the Justice Department's Office of the Inspector General claimed that FBI agents may impersonate journalists while conducting undercover investigations, and an agent who posed as an editor with the Associated Press during a 2007 investigation did not violate agency policies, summarizes U.S. News and World Report. The 2007 case involved a series of bomb threats emailed to Timberline High School near Seattle, Washington. The suspect masked his location through the use of proxy servers, an agent with the Bureau's Cybercrime Task Force, posing as an Associated Press editor, got in touch with the 15-year-old suspect through email and sent him phony news articles and photographs containing an embedded trace program, when the recipient clicked on a photo, his location was revealed to FBI agents. In response to criticism from the Associated Press and outrage expressed by civil libertarians and press freedom advocates, FBI Director James Comey described the methods used in that case as lawful and, in a rare case, appropriate. Last summer, the Bureau created guidelines for future cyber stings of this kind, which permit the FBI to impersonate news organizations and other third parties without their consent in certain cases, observes ACLU Legislative Counsel Nima Singh Guliani. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Jason Horowitz wrote an article about Donald Trump saying that his Skittles comment fits a pattern. And then Jason Horowitz lied about me and about my radio network and talk shows in his article. He's sworn to me he'll correct it, but he never has yet. He says things take time to get this done, but then I saw another article where his colleagues at the New York Times made a snafu, and they corrected it within 22 minutes. So Jason not only lies about me publicly, but then he tells a lie why he won't correct or hasn't corrected the facts regarding the articles about me. Furthermore, as Kurt wisely points out, they're perpetuating it in other newspapers. If they apologize later or correct it later, it doesn't even relate to the issue anymore. And that relates to this kind of point that I made to Jason. You better hurry and correct this. Above the center fold on page A1 ran your lies. I hope you have the integrity to publish the corrections just as prominently, but oh no. So we see the lies of the mainstream press fit a pattern, Kurt. Is what we're really seeing. They lie. And now they're all for joining up to lie, and when they get caught at it, they go, oh, well, it's a coincidence. Yeah, timing was a coincidence on that one. It's amazing. What do you think, Kurt?
When I think about this whole situation, you know, I guess you're just amazed at the spot we're in, you know, the situation we're in, where, for example, some of the most, quote, respected news organs are, well, I mean, we find them lying to people. And we're just, you know, a little bunch of guys. You find yourself in a spot where you think, how in the world did this happen? Then you just got to go, well, yeah, this has been a long train of abuses, kind of like the old Declaration of Independence outlines it.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
But the lamestream media lies fit a pattern is the bottom line. Yep. Now, the New York Times announces they're endorsing Hillary Clinton. No surprise there. But again, it just proves their lies as objective media. Now, I guess the Trump campaign's about to make the biggest mistake they've made thus far, Kurt, in the whole campaign. You ready for it? Sure. Trump campaign plans a $140 million ad buy. So now the mainstream press that just relentlessly lies about Donald, about me, about you, about everybody, now Donald's going to spend $140 million with him.
Yeah. Is the ad going to say the same media that I'm buying this, all these ads from lie about me? Is that what?
No, I think it's going to be a kiss and make up plan.
Oh, that doesn't make sense to me.
I know it, but that's what I'm telling you. $140 million. And we documented $5 million before and some other million before. We're close to $150 million spent on the mainstream press. In my opinion, the biggest liars on the planet.
And they usually say it takes about $1 billion now to buy the presidency, right?
Yes, sir. You can get away with less if you're the Donald and you know how to disrupt and get a $500 million for free in media advertising. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's got to come from somewhere. It's got to be, donated time or real. Somehow it equates to money and or service or whatever. Now, I guess the Trump-Clinton debate rules have been leaked, says Tyler Durden. And they claim 90 minutes straight, no stepping stools, no coughing breaks, no bathroom breaks, nothing allowed, 90 minutes straight, Kurt. Do you believe it?
No.
Neither do I. They will make exceptions for Hillary as she needs it. And they will make sure that Hillary gets a fair shot. Another article that I just read said, Hillary's only 5'4 or something like that, Kurt. And Donald's...
Get a fair shot? You think she'll get a fair shot? I think the CNN...
No, I didn't say a fair shot.
A lot more than fair.
I didn't say a fair shot. What I said is they're gonna manipulate things for Hillary. I'll give you an example. Hillary is only 5'4", Kurt.
Right.
And Donald's 6'2". So they're already adjusting the podium for Hillary to make her match Donald. She's going to be lifted up higher. She's going to have a bigger podium to try to make up perceptually the difference.
Raise her up so she's got a farther way to fall. I guess they say that only 46% of people think that the CNN guys are going to, help Clinton. I'm thinking, man.
Yeah, stupid public doesn't get the liars in the media, right?
I guess.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, now there's a doctor, Kurt. She's a medical doctor. Her name is Paulette Metoyer.
Well, I guess on this whole 46% thing, only 6% of the public think that they're going to try to help Trump. So those numbers match, I guess. I was thinking they were saying 46% think they'll help Clinton, and then the other 54% think they'd help Trump. But they say...
Now, the rest of us are smart enough to say that they're going to help both of them equally because they're both insiders, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Now, anyway, this Paulette Metoyer, she's a medical doctor, Kurt, and she says that I'm concerned that Hillary Clinton could easily experience another seizure during Monday's presidential debate with Donald Trump. WorldNet Daily focuses on this. Her concern over Monday's debate is that the lights required for the television broadcast may cause... Pettit mal seizures, also known as absence seizures.
Yeah.
All right. And she believes that those lights may cause those absence seizures. As evidence of her medical concern.
Just wear her sunglasses.
What, Kurt?
Hillary will probably just wear her sunglasses.
You think she'll wear sunglasses at the debate? Really?
No, I don't. I'm just kidding. Right. But that would be the way for her to protect herself. Either that or like a big hat so that she didn't get that light from the cameras in her eyes.
She could just do a sleep shade, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, as evidence of her saying that Hillary might have these what are called absence seizures, this doctor talked about when Hillary spoke at a rally in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I don't know if you knew about this, Kurt, but Hillary spoke, and I guess there was a bunch of animal activists that were screaming near the campaign stage when Hillary went into one of these seizures. And what happened was, is that Clinton's handler or aide or physician or whoever this weirdo guy is, he got up on stage, he put his arms around Hillary, and he just said, listen, it'll be okay, keep talking, Hillary. It'll be okay, keep talking. And then Hillary did just that. So it's like she froze on stage with a seizure, and he brought her out of the seizure. Now listen to the audio from this. I ripped the audio. Check this out.
Okay, here we are.
All right, let me play that again because you can hear Hillary easy, but the guy in the background that hugs her, you can barely hear him. Listen carefully.
No, you're okay.
You're okay.
Keep talking. You handle it. We're not going anywhere.
Keep talking. You handle it. We're not going anywhere. And then she says, okay, and she continues. Very interesting, and that's the part that the doctor was referring to, that she has these seizures where she literally freezes, and the doctor brought her out of it, and I don't think there'll be any doctors allowed at this event tonight, so we'll see what happens. Our prayers are that nothing happens to Hillary. I want Hillary to lose and not be president, that's for sure, but I don't want any negative things to happen to Hillary or anybody else. All right, looks like Hillary said that Mark Cuban was going to attend the debate. Donald, quick on his feet as usual, quickly responded. Hey, we're going to have Jennifer Flowers at the debate. But then Donald just said, I'm just making a point. It's not really true. We're not really going to have. Now, Juanita Broderick says, I want to come too. Paula Jones says, what about me? Jennifer Flowers agreed to join Donald Trump at the presidential debate. But it turns out that Jennifer Flowers will not be attending the debate tonight, Mike Pence said. He told Chris Wallace on Sunday. Now, Kathleen Willey said that the sex assault victims of Bill Clinton could fill the entire audience, Kurt. Now, former Dallas lawyer Dolly Kyle, who said she had a long-running affair with Bill Clinton, claimed that Bill Clinton, as she calls him, claimed that Bill boasted that he had more than 2,000 women. And she described Bill Clinton as a sex addict that has some sick, sick need to control women. Details in seconds on your radio.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So Kathleen Willey, sex assault victims could fill the entire audience. Former Dallas lawyer Dolly Kyle, who said she had a long-running affair with Bill Clinton, says that Bill bragged to her that he's had sexual involvement with more than 2,000 women. She claims that Clinton is a sex addict who has some sick need to control women. Now, the 2,000 number that Kathleen Willey threw out is similar to a figure provided by Linda Tripp. Now, by the way, Linda's pretty credible. She's the one that brought the president down in the Monica Lewinsky scandal, right? She was a pivotal figure in the Monica Lewinsky scandal. So there you have that. Now, I think Donald should bring all these women out. Absolutely. But of course, Donald won't, because he's an insider. He'll go ahead and flirt with this stuff, but he won't really, really make it, direct. Now, Kathleen Willey says that she'd confront Hillary on the spot, given the chance. So, bring Kathleen in. Now, it turns out that Hillary's campaign manager goes into full spin mode when asked about sanctuary cities. You see, Hillary has backed sanctuary cities forever, and we know that's a critical debate point. So right to work is one issue that the Donald needs to exploit big time. I want to bring back jobs. I stand for your right to work. Hillary doesn't. Clear as a bell. Hillary's for tyrannical forced unions. All right, now, the second issue is the debate regarding the border. Hillary's campaign manager goes into full spin mode when sanctuary cities are brought up. So, Donald, you need to be laser-like. You can't just say, hey, I'm for building the wall, and then they can mock the wall and make you look foolish. You got to say, while Hillary Clinton is endorsed by Barack Hussein Obama, Barack acting as a surrogate, the president's acting as a surrogate for the future hopeful president, Hillary. And the Donald can clearly highlight that they're building a southern wall on Mexico's border right now while they mock him for trying to build a northern wall. He can furthermore claim that these sanctuary cities are where Hillary endorses breaking the law. He can highlight this difference big time and say, you know what, Hillary, you endorse sanctuary cities, right? That's where cities literally break the law. Now, I guess Donald Trump has been endorsed by Ted Cruz, but Ted Cruz was clearly asked a question. Despite endorsement, Cruz declined to say whether or not he believes Donald Trump is fit to be president. Well, have they ever asked Barack if he thinks Hillary is fit to be president? No. See, this is just one of the way the mainstream press lies. They ask very hard questions when it suits their agenda. Cruz says he and his family is forgiven Donald Trump and says decision to support Donald Trump has taken months of prayer. So a lot of people are saying that Cruz is just politically minded and at the last moment he needs to jump on the Trump train. But Cruz says, no, it was a matter of prayer. So here's my question for Cruz then. If it's prayer that got you to support and vote for and endorse Donald Trump, can't you answer the question? Why would the Lord ever tell you to vote for somebody that was unfit to be president? See how they play games? I want to have Ted Cruz answer that about Donald Trump. After saying he would not, Donald Trump accepts Cruz's endorsement. And he basically said he's glad to have Cruz with him. All right. Now, Glenn Beck voices his disappointment in Ted Cruz's decision to support Trump. So Glenn Beck's just running around frustrated because that he bet his whole kind of future on rejecting Donald for Cruz. Now he's going to have to eat crow. Alex Jones says it's the end of the Glenn Beck era. All right. FBI now documents that Barack Hussein Obama used a pseudonym in the email scandal with Hillary Clinton. So now Barack is implicated. See, that's my point. Donald, you need to highlight in the debate tonight that even the president of the United States is shilling as a surrogate for Hillary. And he had to use a pseudonym in the emails to avoid scrutiny. Wow. Now, black radio talk show host Audrey Pruitt, by the way, accuses Democrats of intentionally drumming up racism to secure more black votes for Hillary. Literally, a black talk show host is saying that now. Hey, now the media lies and they bury officers' race. CNN said that a white guy shot somebody in Charleston, North Carolina. But it turns out that it was a black guy, black cop. So they lied about the officer's race and had to correct it. Now, they also lied and said, hey, 70% arrested had out-of-state IDs. Two lies right in a row by the mainstream press. I'm just going to put mainstream lies, right? Mainstream press lies. Media buries officer's race. And riot, 70% have out-of-state IDs. We even falsely repeated it. We apologize and correct ourselves on air. And I wonder if they have the guts to correct themselves that quickly as well. Now, it turns out that Donald Trump said that he would appoint Mike Lee, senator from the state of Utah, to the Supreme Court, Kurt. Mike Lee is a strong conservative and a defender of the Constitution, says Donald Trump. However, looks like the Utah lawmaker's not interested in the Supreme Court, says roll call. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt, a little bit? Mike Lee is not interested in the Supreme Court, even if Donald would appoint him. But yet they run around and claim how important the court is. Now, we tried to get Mike Lee on the radio to talk about this, and Mike Lee's too busy going to recess, Kurt.
When I look at this, I saw this story over the weekend, and Mike Lee's brother, that is an associate chief justice, this guy's name is Tom Lee, was already among the 11 names that Trump had circulated as potential replacement for the late.
Mike Lee scenario was a reach out to try to get Mike to join the Trump campaign, Kurt, along with Governor Herbert and others.
Yeah, I agree, and I think it's a smart move. I mean, you could look back at the Obama Hillary thing and say that's why Obama put Hillary in as Secretary of State. At least that keeps his enemy close. I would not really call Mike Lee Trump's enemy, but. You know, it is interesting that the same guys who say how important the Supreme Court is act like, well, they don't really want to be there. I believe both of those guys, Mike Lee and probably his brother, would both make great Supreme Court judges.
I agree with that, and the Donald's trying to make it happen, and Mike Lee won't help. All right, there you have that. Mike Lee also is too busy going to recess like a little kid and can't come on the radio with us. He's too busy going to recess. Now, the FBI investigation of email gate with Hillary Clinton was a sham, writes John R. Schindler. Hillary Clinton's campaign manager had no answer for an email that surfaced on Friday in which an IT contractor literally referred to a Hillary cover-up operation. So we even have pay dirt in the emails about a cover-up operation. And the NSA analyst says we now have incontrovertible evidence proof, if you will, that the FBI had no intention of ever prosecuting Hillary or any of her teammates on the scandal. All right? And the way, why do we say that, Kurt? Because they granted immunity to everybody along the way. They just said, you know what, you get immunity. Now, usually you give somebody a lower-level person immunity in an effort to catch somebody higher up. In this case, they just gave everybody immunity and then said, there's nothing here. Move along. So while that's going on, CNN doesn't know what to say. They got egg on their face regarding their own polls now, Kurt. I guess a CNN slash ORC poll, Clinton and Trump are deadlocked in Colorado and Pennsylvania. In Colorado, likely voters, 42 for Trump, 41 for Clinton, 13 for Gary Johnson, and 3 for Jill Stein. Pennsylvania's likely voters, 45 for Clinton, 44 for Donald, 6 for Johnson, 3 for Stein. So there you have that, just scandals everywhere. The debate's going on. I think the biggest things that need to be done in the debate is you've got to highlight, based on issues, the differences. One big difference is how we're going to deal with national security. And you need to highlight the fact that Barack Obama is building a southern wall and not telling the people that he's doing it, while they mock him and make fun of him and call him a racist for building, wanting to build a northern wall, the border with Mexico. Second highlight is this right to work issue. Third highlight is the abortion issue. You're pro-death, Hillary. Cricket Hillary's pro-death. And Donald Trump is pro-life. You need to highlight that abortion issue. Hillary has literally participated in and backs the killing of 60 million of the most innocent among us. And I'm pro-life. And that's what Donald needs to focus on right there as well. There's other issues which we'll get to in the next hour. But I'm telling you right now, it's fascinating. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Liberty Roundtable Live. The debate tonight. 9 Eastern, 7 Mountain. Are you going to watch it? They say 100 million people are going to watch it. Will there be crazy antics? Will there be fireworks, to say the least? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. Will Hillary's sickness become clearly evident, or will they be able to cover it up? Time will tell. We shall keep an eye on the ball. Liberty Roundtable Live. This nation shall endure.